you have been trying to secure a new job. You've been job searching for over 6 months without success. So you're not getting interviews. You're not getting offers. Then you are likely engaging in a lot of tasks that's wasting time in your job search. And more often than not, wasting time in your job search comes from a lack of clarity. So in today's episode, I'm breaking down and sharing 5 different ways clarity can help save you time in your job search. If that sounds like the kind of support you need right now in your career and your job search, well, keep listening to this episode. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. If this is your first time listening or your first time here, welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the specific ways that clarity can help you save time in your job search. So over the past couple of episodes, I've been talking about clarity. I've talked about how the one thing you really need to secure an aligned job with a salary increase is clarity. I've talked about how and the different ways lack of clarity can show up in your job search. So today, let's talk about what clarity does in terms of saving you time. And I'll share 5 specific ways clarity can help you save time. I've also talked about the 5 types of clarity that you need to have a successful job search. If you haven't listen to any of those episodes, I definitely recommend that you do, especially if you're someone who you've been job searching for over 6 months now and you haven't had any success. So you've been job searching for over 6 months and maybe you're not getting interviews, or you're getting interviews and you're not hearing back after, you're not getting the offer, or you're not getting job offers at all. Yes, job searching can be time consuming, and it does take 3 to 6 months on average. But I often will see on social media people talking about how they've been job searching literally for years. Like, I remember I saw on Threads the other day, someone said she had been job searching for 2 years. And I'm like, something's broken in that process. If you're searching for a full year, something's wrong with your approach. And yes, let me say this. The job search system is broken, okay? Like, there's parts that's beyond your control that makes it a really tough market right now. Companies are posting ghost postings. Companies are really bad about their communication policies. But all of that aside, right, if we put aside the ways that organizations can be just really weird, there are things that you can do to have a successful job search. I have clients who are currently having successful job searches. So it is definitely possible for you to secure a role within 6 months. And so I want to share how one of the things that might be wasting your time, that's causing you to search for years and years on end with no luck, is that you don't have clarity. So all the clarity episodes before this one, I promise you will find them helpful. Go listen if you haven't. But today, let's jump in and talk about how clarity will save you time in your job search process. So the first and most basic way that having clarity is going to save you time in your job search is that you're not going to waste time aimlessly scrolling job boards. You're not going to waste time aimlessly scrolling on LinkedIn, on Indeed, on Glassdoor, on Google, on Monster. This, like, you know what I'm talking about, the 2 a.m. aimless scroll when you really just want to get out of your job. You just want to find something. So you're scrolling these jobs. But every time you look at a job, you're thinking to yourself, how do I know I'm going to like this job? Do I have the skills for this job? Am I even qualified? Will I even enjoy this? Like, all these doubts and questions are coming up so that you don't even know which jobs to apply to, or fear. I remember a client I worked with a couple of years ago, she would talk about how she would aimlessly scroll job boards. And the thing that would keep her from applying was fear, because she was looking at roles that were different from what she currently did. So she was afraid that she didn't have the skills, she didn't have what it takes, she hadn't job searched in a while. So she just didn't believe that she could secure that role. All of that can be solved when you get clarity. Because before you start job searching, it's super important that you have clarity about who you are first. That's the foundation. What are your values? What are your interests? What are your skills? The reason why you need that is because your values will help you clarify which industries and which companies are most aligned. Your interests will help you clarify which roles are most aligned, and your skills will help you clarify which roles are most aligned. So interest is industry and roles. And yo, it just started like raining really hard. So if you can hear the rain in the background, just go with it. Okay. But so anyway, when you have clarity about who you are, then you can begin researching to figure out which roles are most aligned until you pick your one role that you're focusing on in your job search. When you know the one role that you're focusing on in your job search, you're not wasting hours aimlessly scrolling LinkedIn. And that's, or I should say, aimlessly scrolling job boards. And that's the key here, is the aimless scroll. Yes, you will look on job boards, but when you have clarity, you can very quickly say no to things and very quickly say yes to things because you already know what you're looking for. So I'm going to do an episode soon where I'm talking about the anatomy of a successful job search. And one of the first things you're going to do is create an ideal career profile. That ideal career profile makes it so easy for you to audit roles as they come along to determine if they're aligned or not. So there's no wasting hours just scrolling, feeling this like inner tension and frustration. Can I do it? Can I not? Should I apply? Should I not? No. When you have clarity, you're already coming into the process knowing what job title you're looking for, knowing what kinds of companies you're looking for, and knowing what industry you're trying to go into. So your job search, when you are looking at job boards with clarity, you're auditing the roles. Like you are coming in to see what is in your yes pile, what is in your no pile. You're not scrolling and trying to figure out if you should force yourself to fit into a role. You're able to very confidently say that doesn't align, move on, doesn't align, move on. And it makes you efficient with your job search process and saves you time that you would waste just scrolling job boards. The second way clarity saves you time in your job search is that it keeps you from wasting time applying to hundreds of jobs. If you're someone who is watching this and you're thinking to yourself, I've applied to hundreds of jobs and I still haven't gotten an interview, you don't have clarity. Like for me, that is a telltale sign that you don't have clarity. Because one, if you had clarity, there are not hundreds of jobs that you actually want. That's just like the baseline. But second, because you have clarity, you are so much more intentional about the roles you're trying to secure and about the types of organizations that you're trying to go into. And so when you apply for a role, you know that you are a fit, that you think they will be a fit, you will interview well, that you have the skills, that you have the experiences, and that you want the job. So you're not wasting time applying to hundreds of jobs that you secretly don't even want. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that come up where someone is like, oh, I applied to a job and you know what? If I don't get it, I really don't care. I'm like, then why did you apply? Applying takes time. Like that was a waste of your time. They have to look at your application. That's a waste of their time. It's literally wasting everybody's time because you don't have clarity. When you have clarity, instead of applying to hundreds of jobs that you don't truly deeply want, you will become so much more efficient with your applications because you will apply to only a few jobs that you do want. And the thing about having clarity, right? The amazing thing about clarity in your job search is that when you have clarity, everything else just sort of falls into place. Because you can market yourself better on your resume, on your cover letter, on your LinkedIn. You market yourself better in interviews. You market yourself better when you're negotiating. It's easier to figure out what roles you want to apply to. Why am I saying all this? Because everything is much more efficient, you get results with less effort. Let me say that again. You get results with less effort when you have clarity. When I think about results in the job search, specifically interviews and job offers, one of my clients recently secured a job after applying to only 2 jobs. I have another client who secured a job after applying to 6 jobs. Another one secured a job after applying to, I think for her, it was 4 roles. Right? Like when you have clarity, you're not applying to tons and tons and tons, hundreds of jobs. And you will find yourself securing interviews after applying to just less than 10 jobs. That's usually one of the goals that I have for clients that I work with. So clarity will really save you time because you won't waste energy, you won't waste time, you won't waste effort applying to jobs that you don't even want. Now, before I share this third reason, like as I'm sharing this third reason or third way, not reason, I should say the third way having clarity will save you time, let me start by telling you a story. So I worked with a client a few years ago and she talked about how before working with me, the way she would job search is that she would find a role, like she would do what I said, aimlessly scroll, see a role that she thought she could do, and then she would frantically hack her resume to try to fit for that role and submit the application. And she continued that cycle over and over, never securing an interview, which then now started leading to her doubting herself, doubting her worth, questioning her worth. Does that sound familiar? I was going to say, let me know, but you can't really let me know, but just put your hand up wherever you are if you're like, that is exactly how I apply to jobs right now. Okay, here's the thing. First of all, no shame in your game. That's usually how people teach you to job search. So it didn't just come from nowhere. Okay, it's what people tell you to do. But here's the thing. Frantically updating your resume before every role you apply to is a time waster. It's a time waster. And when you have clarity, you won't waste time frantically updating your resume before every role you apply to. So that client that I talked about, what ended up happening when we worked together, and I do this with literally every client I work with, we start with clarity. I don't care what your goals are. We start with clarity because you cannot have a successful job search without clarity. You just can't. Like, I'm ready to die on that hill, okay? Which is why I said, if you haven't listened to, I think it's episode 80, where I share the one thing you need to secure an aligned job with a salary increase, that episode, the one thing is clarity. Go listen to it. But anyway, so what happened when we started working together, me and this client, was we started with clarity, and the clarity was, okay, who are you? What do you value? What's important to you? And that led us to highlight the two different roles that she was going to focus on. And they weren't even vastly different. So let me say two different job titles, because it was similar roles. And once we had that clarity about the job titles that we were focusing on, it became so much easier for us to update her resume to market her for those specific roles. So we had clarity about the role, updated her resume to market her for that role, and she didn't have to touch the resumes again. Didn't have to touch it again. So when you have clarity about the role you want, you're able to update your resume to align with that role you want. And if you have radical focus and you're only applying to the specific role that you truly want, there's no reason to keep redoing your resume because you've already updated it to market you as the ideal candidate for the role. Now, the only time you might maybe touch your resume, and I have clients do this sometimes, is maybe you just want to update a keyword here and there, right? In your resume, you said client, but in the job posting, they said customers. So you're just going to change that real quick. In your resume, you said training, but on the application, they said education sessions. So you're going to update that. Small tweaks. You're not restructuring your entire resume. You're not moving and taking experiences out and putting new ones in and writing whole new bullet points. None of that. You're just taking the resume you have, comparing it to the job description. Because it's a similar job, it's probably already aligned, and you apply. Okay? And if you're applying, you're also having conversations with other people. But let me not digress. My point being, when you have clarity, you don't waste time trying to update and redo your resume for every single job you're applying for. That just leaves you drained and exhausted. Now, I know I've mentioned my client a couple of times, so if you've never heard me share this before, you can definitely work with me in my private career coaching service if you're currently job searching and need support securing a new and aligned role. So if you go to privatecareercoaching.com, again, that's privatecareercoaching.com. That link is in the description on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this. When you go to that link, you can learn a lot more about how you and I can work together one-on-one to help you job search effectively so you can secure an aligned job with a five-figure salary increase. Again, privatecareercoaching.com. When you get on there, you'll see everything that's included in private career coaching, how I help you, my framework, my methodology, and you'll see the option to schedule a 30-minute coaching fit call. And that's just because before I take on a client, I like to have a conversation just to make sure it's a fit. Make sure I can actually help you reach your career goals. Make sure you truly want to work with me. So it's a time for both of us to make sure this is the right fit. And then we'll discuss next steps on the call if we decide it's the right fit. So if you've been job searching and you're feeling frustrated and you're not getting where you want, or you're about to start job searching and you already know that you don't want to do it alone, in private career coaching, I provide you end-to-end job search support to help you secure an aligned job with a five-figure salary increase. So definitely check out privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about how we can work together to help you hit your career goals. Okay, now that being said, the number four way clarity will save you time in your job search is that you don't waste time having conversations about unaligned roles. You don't waste time having conversations about unaligned roles. So if you don't know, the way LinkedIn works, LinkedIn essentially works as a job search engine. When recruiters have a position that they're trying to hire someone for, they usually search certain keywords on LinkedIn to find potentially qualified candidates, and then they reach out to those people to see if they want to apply for the role or work with them, and then go from there. This happens to multiple people. More often than not, when you don't have clarity, your LinkedIn profile is either positioning you for the job you have right now and not the job you want, or your LinkedIn profile is positioning you for just everything you've ever done and not the specific job you want. So when you don't have clarity, it is so much more difficult for you to build what I call a magnetic LinkedIn profile. Magnetic in the sense that it literally attracts opportunities to you. And magnetic is a framework that I use with my clients. So when you don't have a magnetic LinkedIn profile, you just attract every and anything. And so now recruiters are in your inbox asking you if you're interested in a role. You're chatting with them back and forth. You're maybe getting on phone calls to talk about the role. All of that takes time and energy, only for you to get to the end and realize, you know what, this job is actually not a fit. I'm not interested. When you have clarity, you will know what questions to ask from the jump that will help you audit if a role is even a fit before you have more conversations with the recruiter. In fact, when they reach out and they say the job title, if you have clarity, you'll be able to very quickly say, actually, thanks for reaching out, but I'm not interested in this role right now. Here are the roles that I'm interested in securing. If any of those opportunities come your way, feel free to reach back out to me. Look at how with one message, you saved yourself going back and forth in your LinkedIn DMs or doing multiple phone calls, talking about a job that you don't even want. That's the power of clarity. When you have clarity, you can quickly say no to things, you can quickly say yes to things, and you're not wasting time having conversations for jobs that you don't even want. This makes me think of a client I worked with, Katrina, and before we worked together, I remember this one so clearly. Before we worked together, a recruiter had actually been in her LinkedIn DMs, and she talked about how she couldn't really engage with the recruiter because she wasn't sure if the role was a fit, but she would think about the role. She would come back, look at the message, look at the role, look at the organization's website. That's also taking time and energy. But once she got clarity about the skills she wanted to actually leverage in her career, the salary she was trying to go to, what she wanted to do, the kind of impact she wanted to have, that same recruiter slid in her inbox again after we were working together. And within like I love her story because she always talks about how it happened so fast. Within like 5 days, she had secured the role. That's the power of clarity. When she didn't have clarity, she was wasting time wondering if a role was a fit or not. When she had clarity, she knew the questions to ask, to audit the role, and boom, boom, bam, very quickly, interview, done, done, she was in the organization. That is the power of having clarity in your job search. And then the fifth and final way that having clarity saves you time in your job search is that you're not wasting time with your interview prep. You're not wasting hours just randomly like looking at the company's website, their LinkedIn, trying to figure out what you're going to say. You're not wasting time just reading a resume, trying to memorize it, trying to think about questions that you've had in the past, or even just Googling, you know, interview questions for a program management job. Like, you're not wasting time doing any of that. When you have clarity, interview prep is so much easier because first, you know which of your skills, experiences, and accomplishments are aligned to the job that you are applying for. And when you have that level of clarity, it's easier for you to then build out what I call your core career stories, which are the maybe 3 to 5 stories that you can use to answer multiple different interview questions. And once you've built out those stories once, you will use them for multiple different interviews. You don't have to keep thinking for every interview, what am I going to say? How am I going to respond? You don't have to do that. When you have clarity, it is so much also easier for you to develop questions, potential questions that the organization will ask you in the interview. So one thing I teach my clients is how to use the job description to craft potential jobs, job interview questions. And I remember another client of mine, Suzette, talked about how the way I teach my clients to prepare for interviews was so helpful for her. All the questions I told her to anticipate, she said they came up. And because she had clarity with the same organization, the same role, she had three different stages of the interview. And she said her clarity made it so much easier for her to be consistent in telling her story across those different interviews with different stakeholders. And she landed the job while increasing her salary by $20K. That's the power of clarity. You can clearly articulate your value add in the interview with anybody at any point in that hiring process. When you don't have clarity, you're wasting time before every interview trying to prepare. You're wasting time looking at the company's website, but you don't know what you're actually looking for. You're wasting time on Google trying to figure out what questions they might ask, what questions you should ask. All of that waste of time. But when you have clarity, you can save time and be more efficient in job interviews. If you haven't listened to, I think it's episode 82, where I shared the five types of clarity you need for a successful job search, definitely check that out because that might also help you as I'm saying clarity. If you're wondering, but what does clarity mean? What kind of clarity do I need? I've broken that down in a previous episode. Okay. But there you have it. Five different ways having clarity will save you time in your job search. So like I said at the beginning of this episode, if you have been applying for over 6 months and you are not getting interviews, you're not getting job offers, something is broken somewhere in your process. Something is wrong somewhere in your process. And I would love to help you assess what's broken and help you secure an aligned job. So as I mentioned in the middle of the episode, you can definitely check out privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about how we can work together, how I can help you develop clarity that you need to be successful at different stages of the job search. When we work together one-on-one, it's literally like I'm holding your hand and walking you through every phase of your job search. You will never worry about what to do next. You will never feel like you don't know what's coming up. And it really helps reduce the anxiety and stress around the process when you have an expert walking side by side with you. In private career coaching, I provide you with templates for your resume and cover letter, scripts, so interview scripts, like what to say when they ask different questions, what to say when you're negotiating, templates for your cover letter, how to build your LinkedIn profile. Like, we do everything in private career coaching. So definitely check out privatecareercoaching.com. Again, that link is in the description on whatever platform you're listening or watching on. Check out that link and we see how we can work together. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, please don't forget to leave us a rating on whatever platform you're listening to the episode on. Your feedback definitely helps us grow on the podcast. So thanks again for listening to the end, and I will catch you on the next episode.